word from Ukraine this morning, a critical infrastructure facility in the western region of Lviv was hit Tuesday morning. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, this recording that I know you have today, is this connected to what happened recently there?
Yes, Bob. Good afternoon from Lviv. It's the first day that feels like summer here, about 75 degrees. But it was a sleepless night for many here in the city. Throughout Ukraine, there were attacks through the night. About 1 o'clock this morning, Russia sent 7 Iskander missiles to the southern city of Zaporizhia, sort of the capital of the Cossacks. And that was quite a terrifying night. Many missiles within mere seconds. Overall, they sent 35 drones of those Russian, Iranian-made suicide martyr drones. 30 to 35 were sent to Ukrainian territory. All but 2 were shot down. And it seems that one of those did connect with its target here in Lviv. At about 4:43 in the morning, or 4:30 in the morning, I woke to the air alarm. And, you know, you get used to that. So I thought it was a good idea to go back to sleep. And right at that moment, I heard that awful thud. Lviv was under attack. We had three sounds of massive explosions, in addition to the sounds of Ukrainian air defense working frantically to stop this incoming threat. After I heard that first explosion, I went down to the courtyard of the building. And it was a brilliant, bright, cool morning, 4:40 a.m. The sun is already up, and several people were gathered in the courtyard. And you can hear, Bob, and everyone listening, you hear the this lawnmower-like sound of the incoming Iranian drone. It's a terrifying sound. It's much slower than a missile, so you have time to sort of contemplate what's happening. And, you know, with those around me, you know, you have to make a decision. Do you run into shelter? But for many people, it seems that it's better to look at the sky so you at least you know from which direction the threat is coming toward you. And as we were standing there, there was a stray dog who hangs out in that courtyard. And you could just see in the dog's eyes, big eyes, frozen in fear, the dog was hiding behind the people who were standing in a doorway, just waiting to see what was happening. You can hear these sounds in the clip we're going to play. So just wanted to set the stage for you before that. And first, you're going to hear the words of my friend Oles Klufas. He's a Lviv poet, philosopher, and a folk singer. And he volunteered to fight when Russia launched its full-scale invasion February 24th. And, you know, just a poet, philosopher going into the trenches. He died June 13th near Bakhmut. And my friend Darina, she's also an artist in Lviv. She's a real Cossack. And she thought it would be good to share with American listeners some of his words. He translated Ukrainian poetry into English. And so we'll hear the words of this fallen warrior poet, and we'll hear the sounds of what happened in Lviv and in Zaporizhia through the night and early this morning today. And we begin with the voice of Darina.
Oleg Klufas.
Володимир Сосюра, англійською. Magnolias in lemon smell, rosebay dreams in holy wonder. Look heaven in the fire thunder, and star-like notions bloom as well.
And here are the sounds I recorded at about 5 o'clock this morning here in Lviv. You can hear that lawnmower-like sound of the Iranian Russian drones as they get closer. And then you'll hear the air defense doggedly trying to shoot it down. At about 1 o'clock this morning, the Russians sent many missiles to the city of Zaporizhia. Warning, it is very loud.
Magnolias in lemon smell, rosebay dreams in holy wonder, through heaven in the fire thunder, and star-like notions bloom as well.
And those last words we just heard on the recording, Joseph, what were those again?
Those are the words of Ukrainian poet Vladimir Sosira from 1923. And Oleg, the now fallen warrior, had translated that, and he sent that recording sometime in the war to my friend Darina. And I thought it's a contrast, talking about the magnolias and lemon smell, the rose bay, which is sort of like rhododendron, and holy wonder. And then these words, though heaven in the fire thunder and star-like notions bloom as well. And, you know, even as, you know, the Russians did, it seems that they hit at least something here in Lviv. But we know that the air defense was also working. And as you could hear in that clip, you know, the very feverish sounds of the fire coming from around Lviv, from the city, to protect the city. And so, you know, there's a beauty in that, too. And that, you know, even in these horrible sounds, there's a beauty in knowing that the Ukrainians, thanks to Western support, are able to do a very good job of protecting the cities, even though the Russians are. I mean, what we've seen since early May, and, you know, as Ukraine continues to make small but steady progress, it seems, in the counteroffensive, very, very steady, very slow, Russia is shifting to a new tactic. You know, in the month of May, they hit Kyiv like they've never hit Kyiv before. Last week, they hit the city of Odessa, which is considered the pearl of the Black Sea. And it's a city they've really avoided striking in the center. And then this morning, they hit Lviv. And, you know, in the winter, they were hitting energy grid infrastructure in Lviv. We kind of knew what they were going after. But today, we don't know. And so this is, as you know, as we've all been predicting, as Ukraine gets closer to victory, the more intense it will be for everyone here.
That recording was just chilling, the sounds of the bombing. Joseph, you really convey what it's like to be in the middle of that better than any reporting that I see or hear. And when I hear you say, I heard the sirens and I went back to sleep, I always think, you went back to sleep? Really? There's no way I'd be able to do that.
I closed my eyes for a second, and then that's when the first explosion happened. And, yeah, you know, I don't know if you could hear the birds chirping even during that. You know, it's so interesting to see how the wildlife responds to this and that poor, terrified dog. Last night, there was a heavy feeling, Bob, throughout Lviv, or at least I sensed that. And it was a beautiful golden evening, about 9 o'clock. People were on their balconies, sort of strangely quiet, you know, having a beer in the balcony or taking down laundry. And there were singers, as always, throughout the middle of the street. And there was a man with a blues voice singing the words of Nina Simone of her song, A New Day, A New Dawn. And people were chatting quietly, but others stopped. They were to have a smoke or just to listen. People were just stopped in silence in the street as the singer sang those words, "Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me." It's a very sad song, but still somehow hopeful. And that's the feeling here.
We all pray for a new dawn for Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. Thank you, Joseph. We'll connect tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Till tomorrow.